the volumes of truth. Volume 7. Thus says the Lord, by the Spirit of Truth. Obey the commandments. March 22, 2008. From Yahushua HaMashiach, our Lord and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy. For all those who have ears to hear. Regarding those who say the Holy Spirit would never tell you to obey the moral law. The Ten Commandments. Timothy. What is their false testimony to you? What part do you have with them? Is not the truth of the matter made plain in the scriptures of truth? Have I not already set all these crooked paths straight in these many letters, which are of the same? Thus as it is written, so it has come to pass. In the latter days, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having never received the love of the truth, says the Lord. Therefore, this is how you shall know the children of God. They keep the commandments, and have the testimony of Yahushua the Messiah, who is called Jesus and Christ. For if one comes and has the testimony, yet seeks not to keep the commandments of God, he is a liar, and shall be found as such in the day of the Lord. And if one comes, saying, keep the commandments, yet has not the testimony of Yahushua the Messiah, this one also shall be found a liar. For it is written, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or straw, each one's work will be made clear, for the day will surely declare it. For it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test the quality of each one's work, to reveal of what sort it truly is. And if anyone's work endures, he will receive a reward. Yet if anyone's work is burned up, he will suffer great loss. It is written also, and remains standing. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? Yet I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. For the time will pass, and the door shall be shut, and they shall all be left standing outside, where they shall then look upon all they had built up in their arrogance, and consider that which they had defended for the sake of their pride, even every corrupt doctrine and filthy tradition they upheld in their vanity, as it crumbles and is burned up before their eyes. Yet the Lord is not without mercy. They shall keep their life, yet as one escaping through fire, says the Lord.